Hi, my name's Courtney Doctor, and I'm the Director of Women's Initiatives at the Gospel Coalition. My friends and I lovingly refer to the women we see once a year at TGCW as our camp friends, because the time we enjoy together at a conference feels just like a week at camp. And I want to encourage you to invite your camp friends, the people you want to sit beside as you listen to great teaching, worship, stay up late chatting about theology and life, and just have fun. And if you don't have camp friends to bring, come and meet some new ones. The final price increase is on May 8th. This is your last chance to save on your registration. Sign up at tgcw24.org. I really hope to see you there. That's tgcw24.org.
March 17, Exodus 28, John 7, Proverbs 4, Galatians 3. The priestly garments God prescribes, Exodus chapter 28, are strange and colorful. Perhaps some of the details were not meant to carry symbolic weight, but were part of the purpose of the ensemble as a whole, to give Aaron and his sons dignity and honor as they discharge their priestly duties. Verses 2 and 40. Some of the symbolism is transparent. The breastpiece of the high priest's garment was to carry 12 precious or semi-precious stones, set out in four rows of three, one for each of the names of the sons of Israel, each engraved like a seal with the name of one of the 12 tribes. Verse 21. The breastpiece is also called the breastpiece of decision. Verse 29. This is probably because it carries the Urim and Thummim. Perhaps they were two stones, one white and one black. They were used in making decisions. But just how they operated, no one is quite sure. On important matters, the priest would seek the presence and blessing of God in the temple and operate the Urim and Thummim, which would come out one way or the other and thus, under God's sovereign care, provide direction. Thus, over his heart, the priest simultaneously carries the names of the 12 tribes as a continuing memorial before the Lord, and the Urim and Thummim, whenever he enters the presence of the Lord, thus always bearing the means of making decisions for the Israelites over his heart before the Lord. Verses 29 and 30. On the front of his turban, Aaron is to affix a plate of pure gold. On it will be engraved the words, "Holy to the Lord." Verse 36. It will be on Aaron's forehead, and he will bear the guilt involved in the sacred gifts the Israelites consecrate, whatever their gifts may be. It will be on Aaron's forehead continually, so that they will be acceptable to the Lord. Verse 38. This assumes that the sacred gifts the Israelites consecrate were primarily sin offerings of various sorts, offered to atone for guilt. The priest, even by the symbolism embodied in his garments, conveys this guilt into the presence of the Holy God, who alone can deal with it. The text implies that if the priest does not exercise this role, the sacrifices the Israelites offer will not be acceptable to the Lord. The priestly, sacrificial, temple structure hangs together as a complete system. In due course, these meditations will reflect on passages that announce the impending obsolescence of this system, which thereby becomes a prophetic announcement of the ultimate priest, the ultimate covenant community, the ultimate authority for giving direction, the ultimate offering, the ultimate temple. There is no limit to his dignity and honor. Cross-reference Revelation chapter 1, verses 12 through 18.